Yes, amen. It was about 3 years ago, a little more than 3 years ago, I believe, that I heard a prophetic word, a vision that someone had, that there was a door in the Lord that was closing. So I decided to look into the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about this door. In fact, I believe it was over at Jamel's house the other day, we talked about a door. And someone said maybe we should continue in that direction. So if you would open up your Bible to Luke the 13th chapter. Luke 13, in the year 2013, our year anyway. What year is your year now? 2005, okay. Amen. We're going to start at verse 22, I believe. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. 13, Luke.
ወደ ኢየሩሳሌም ሲሄድ ከተማዎችንና መንደሮችን እያስተማረ ያልፍ ነበር ሉቃስ 13:22.
Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them.
ወጥራ 23 አንድ ሰውም
Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Why don't we just stop right here for a minute? It doesn't say who asked this question. I would think if it was one of the 12, they would have said that it was Andrew or Peter or someone. Just an unknown follower. And when someone asks a question, I always ask myself, why would this person ask a question like that of Jesus? Now, he was following through villages and cities on his way to Jerusalem. So this follower must have been following along and hearing things that Jesus had been saying. So to ask such a question, he must have been hearing a doctrine that implies that not everybody is going to be saved. I suppose if you were following the teaching of some of the big name television evangelists today, you would never ask a question like that. You would just say, oh, everybody's going to be saved. You would believe great, great crowds are going to come in. And I would like to see great crowds come in. Because I believe the kingdom message is so good that surely everybody would love to hear it. But I found out from my own past experience that that is not true. It was about 30 years ago or so that I began to hear the message that we are preaching to you. I was a Christian. I believed in salvation. I believed in the baptism of the Spirit. And I thought I had a pretty good word. In fact, it was a word that people liked to hear. But something was bothering me, and I knew that there was something more. And then we met one of God's elder servants. And he was preaching this word. And I was so excited that I took this brother to every church in the area that I had any knowledge of. I went to some of the hotels and I rented the big room to have the meetings. One man assured me that he would fill it up. The crowd wasn't more than about twice this size. One of the pastors that had agreed to announce the meetings in his group he said he wasn't going to announce it. I said, why not? You promised you'd do that. He said, well, the people just aren't ready. So here we are 30 years later and his people still aren't ready. So I came to the conclusion that I might have asked the same question of Jesus. Lord, are there few that be saved? He must have been hearing something about that it's going to be a hard walk. People don't like to hear that the walk is hard. People don't like to hear that there will be tribulation. People would rather hear that when things get a little bit tough, I'm going to be raptured away. God will take me out of all the troubles and I'll just fly away. Apparently, Jesus wasn't teaching that. So Jesus, come on, tell us, what's it going to be like? Are there few going to be saved or many? Now Jesus didn't give the man a yes or no answer. He answered him, but not the way the man wanted to hear.
የመለሰላቸው መልሱን ሰዎች በሚፈልጉት ባላቸው መንገድ መልክ አይደለም ጌታ
Have you ever tried to put God on the spot and make him give you an answer?
አንዳንድ ጊዜ እንደ አይነት ነገር ባላቸው ፍላጎት የተሞላ ነገር ጠይቃችሁ ቶሎ መልሶላችሁ ያው ይሁን እግዚአብሔር እሱም መልሰው እንደራሱ ሐሳብ እናጥቃ
All right God I've got to know tell me yes or no
እግዚአብሔር ይሄን ፈልገው ነገር ልክ ነው ወይስ አይደለም በለኝ ብላችሁ ጠይቃችሁ ካቻላችሁ
And God is not impressed by my temper tantrum or my urgency.
በእኛ ትኩስ የሆነ ስሜትና በእኛ ማንነት በሚለዋወጥ ነገር እግዚአብሔር በዛ ጉዳይ አይደለም።
You know, you cannot force God into anything.
እግዚአብሔርን በምንም መንገድ እናንተ ገፍታችሁ ሆነ ነገር ልታናገሩት አትችሉም። እሱ ይፈቅድ ብቻ ነው።
You know, even when the disciples of John came and asked him straight out, "Are you the one? Or are we looking for another?"
ያንስ ለከመግብሮች ወደሱ መጡና አንድ ጊዜ ነው የሚሉት ያንስ ወንጌል አንድ መስለኛል ሊመጣል የተባለው አንተ ነህ ነብዩ ኤልያስ ወይ ገለ ወይስ ሌላ እንጠብቅ ብለው ጠየቁት
He just said tell him what you see
ምንድነው የምትለው ነገር እንስቲ ምንድነው አንተ ነህ ወይስ ሌላ ነው
I mean, even when he was on trial, scribes and Pharisees hammering him with questions. Are you the one or are you not? You know, so here's Jesus' answer to the man's question. He said, strive to enter in. You know, it isn't just this little place in Luke that Jesus said these words.
ጌታ ሐሳብን በዚህ ዮሐንስ ማን ነው በሉቃስ ወንጌል ላይ ጌታ የተናገረ ይነው የጠበበውን በር ለማግኘት ምን በሉ ተጋደሉ ምስለዋታል
Look over in Matthew chapter 7 I'm going to show you another place that he said something very much like this Now when Luke is recording this it says Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem I think it's the last week maybe 2 weeks before his crucifixion
ከመስቀሉ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ጥቂት ሰዓታት ወይም ሳምንት ገደማ ይሆናል በፊት ጌታ ኢየሱስ ወደ ኢየሩሳሌም ሲያልፍ ነው
But you come back to Matthew chapter 7
ማቴዎስ 7 ላይ ደግሞ
And this is the sermon on the mount and it's long time before crucifixion
Matthew
chapter 7 look at verse 13
ማቴዎስ 7 13 ላይ ደግሞ እንደዙ ጌታ ኢየሱስ የተራራው ስብከት ነው የሚባለው
And 14
Matthew 7:13
Enter ye in at the straight gate for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction and many there be which go in thereat
Matthew 7:13 በጠበበው ደጅ ግቡ ወደ ጥፋት የሚወስደው ደጅ ሰፊ መንገዱም ትልቅ ነውና ወደ እርሱም የሚገቡ ብዙዎች ናቸው
So he's saying that the road to destruction is where the majority are walking. I've known people in the course of my life that if they don't like what they're hearing they go out and I do what I call they do an opinion poll
የሚያማጣቸው ሰዎች ምን ይላሉ ይጠቃ እንደ አይነት ነገር እግዚአብሔር የሆነው ነገር መስማት አይፈልጉም በራሳቸው ጎዳናና መንገድ ግን ምህር ነው የሚፈልጉ
they go to religious people
የሚሄዱት ወደ ሃይማኖት ሰዎች
and they say well, what do you think about this And if they don't like that answer, they go to another one. What do you think about this? Until they finally get the answer they want. And then they come back to you and they say, Well, brother so-and-so said thus and thus. But I say, listen, if you want to listen to the majority, you're going to go on the broad path. And the broad path is going to hell. I one time was very bold, and I just straight out said to a little sister one time, I said, you know, if you don't, you're on the road to hell. If you don't straighten up, that's where it's going to go. And she was very angry and very offended at what I said. But I said it because I love that sister. And Jesus said many are going that way. Then he said, but straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Now, what do these words straight and narrow mean? Difficult. What have
you?
It means that the way to the kingdom is narrow and difficult. Yes, keeps getting smaller and smaller until the path is just wide enough to walk. Sister Rita was saved before I knew her. And sometimes I've asked her about how was it when you got saved. I like to hear her story. And she says to me, when I came to the Lord, I was walking a broad path. I was doing this, I was doing this, I was doing this, I was doing this. I was watching these kind of television programs. I was dressing this way. I went to these kind of places. And I got into the Word of God. And my path began to get narrower and narrower. And the Lord began to say, no, you can't do that anymore. So he's talking about a difficult walk. He's not preaching the kind of message that says, if you come unto me, you will get rich and you will drive a Mercedes and things like that. Now, he said that we should strive to enter in at that gate. What does your Bible say for that word strive?
Just the same. Strive.
Yes.
The road is very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And few are.
Okay, so to strive means you're going to have to put out some effort, doesn't it? In other words, it's not just the easiest place to find. You're going to have to discipline yourself. You're going to have to be faithful when you don't feel like being faithful. You're going to have to feed the Lord's sheep when you don't feel like feeding the Lord's sheep. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
But then he said, I say unto you, many will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
በጠበበው ደጅ ግቡ ወደ ጠፋት የሚወስደው ደጅ ሰፊ መንገዱም ትልቅ ነውና ወደ እርሱ የሚገቡ ብዙዎች ናቸው ወደ ሕይወት የሚወስደው ደጅ የጠበበው መንገዱም የቀጠነ ነውና የሚያገኙትም ጥቂቶች ናቸው ይላል።
Now what is the meaning of this?
ምን ማለት ነው ትርጉሙ?
I would think if many would want to enter in, that's where they go.
ብዙዎች መግባት የማይችሉት ይህን የጠበበውን ጎዳና ምርጫ ለማድረግ ስለማይፈቅዱ ነው።
It sounded like many really want to go the broad way. So I think again, if you were to go out in the world and say, I'm going to interview 1,000 people. Here I have my little clipboard. Sir, could I just taking a poll here. I want to ask you just one question.
And mutafabati gazita antanalle lebeleni tiyaqi interview yedaregu na.
Just answer yes or no.
Ti and mutmelisilinya o im aidellem bel beyebel.
Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to be part of the kingdom of God?
Yedaber mengist degamon tichilalle izaa bersha takafay mon tichilalle?
Yes, I do.
Aw.
Oh, excuse me. Let me take the chat out here.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do. But what are you doing? You're living the way of the world, but you say you want to go to heaven. Amen. So if you ask 1,000 people on the street, even ask the Muslims, do you want to go to heaven? Now, once in a while, you'll find a real reprobate and he'll say, no, I don't believe in heaven. Alright, that's the world. Okay, how about the Christians? Do you want to be in the fullness of Christ? Would you like to go before the wonderful throne of God and just be there and just love the Lord before His throne? Well, yes, I would. Jesus understood this. He said, many will want to enter in. But they will not be able. So
ብዙዎች ቢጠየቁ ነው የሚሉ ወደ እርሱ የሚገቡ ብዙዎች ናቸው እንደዚህ ይፈልጋሉ ግን አያገኙትም.
So if you want to enter in, why are you not able?
እንዴት ነው ይሄንን የምንረዳው? እንዴት ነው ሉቃስ 13 እና ማቴዎስ 7 ላይ?
Okay. Now, I think the next verse then talks about why they might not be able.
ለምን እንደማይችሉ የሚናገር ነው ቀጣዩ መግባት የማይችሉበትን ምክንያት ያብራራዋል.
Let me look here in Hebrews chapter
3
of another example of what God is talking about of people who wanted to enter in but they weren't able. Well, maybe I should start at verse 14. For we are partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Hebrews
3:14. Okay. Hebrews 3:14. የመጀመሪያ እምነታችንን እስከ መጨረሻ አጥንተን ብንጠብቅ የክርስቶስ ተካፋዮች ሆነናልና.
Is the English word if the equivalent of some word in your language?
Yes. And የእንግሊዝኛው ቃላት ከእናንተ ከአማርኛ ጋር ተመሳሳይ የሚሆንበት አለ ወይ ነው የሚለው if ብለው ያነበቡትን ማለት ነው። የኛ ምን ብሎ ነው ያስቀመጠው? እዚህ ጋር አሁን እንዳነበብኩላችሁ ማንንም ይቀጣ ቁጥር 14 ላይ የመጀመሪያ እምነታችንን እስከ መጨረሻ አጥነተን ብንጠብቅ የሚለው ምናልባት እንደማለት ነው ሳይቸው ኢፍ ብለ ተናገረ።
Now the word if is a conditional word.
If የሚለው ቃል አሁን ያነበቡት ሁኔታዎችን የሚገልጥ ነው ማለት በማድረግና ባለማድረግ መካከል ያለ
It means if you do this These are going to be the results.
ይሄን ብታደርግ ውጤቱ ይሄ ነው። ባታደርግ ደግሞ አይነት እንደ አባባል
If you do that then these are going to be the results.
ምን ደግሞ ባታደርግ ውጤቱ ይሄ ይሆናል።
Now there's a church that says if you accept Jesus nothing else matters from then on you're just going to go to heaven.
አንደኛ ቤተ ክርስቲያን ነው የሚሉት ክርስቶስን ብትቀበል የዘላለም ይወጣገኛል ምንም ያለምንም ጣጣም እንስተሰማ እንድከስ ትገባለህ ይሄን እዛ ጋር ያበቃል
But this verse says if you hold fast all the way to the end
ነገር ግን እዚህ ጋር በዚህ በመራፎ 14 ያነበቡልን የመጀመሪያ እምነታችንን እስከ መጨረሻ አጥነተን ምን ብናረግ በእንጠብቅ የሂደትን ነገር እንደሚጠይቅ ነው ገብቷችሁ እስከ መጨረሻ
Let's just read now the next few verses it says for some When they had heard did provoke howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses.
ወጥራስ 15 ዘው ዕብራውያን 3 ላይ ያነበቡት የክርስቶስ ተካፋዮች ሆነናልና እየተባለ ዛሬ ድምጹን ብትሰሙት በማስመረር እንደሆነ ልባችሁን እንደቀኝ አታድርጉ ብለው ተናገሩና ቀጥሎ ያነበቡት ሰምተው ያስመረሩት እነማን ነበሩ ብለው የእስራኤላውያን ታሪክ የሙሴ ያነሱት
So the people that came out of Egypt
ምን ከግብጽ ወጡ ሰዎች
What was their goal?
ምን ነበር አላማቸው?
Was it not to enter into the promised land?
ወደ ተስፋይቱ ምድር መግባት ነው አይደል?
Now, was their goal to come out of Egypt, go in the wilderness and then turn around and go back to Egypt? Was that their goal?
ወይስ ደግሞ አላማቸው ከዛ ከግብጽ ወጣ ብለው ትንሽ በምድረ በዳ ደግሞ ቆየ ታረፍ ብለው ተመለሰው ደግሞ ተመለሰ የትኛው?
No. Was it their goal to go out and live the rest of their life in the wilderness? In the desert.
ወይም ደግሞ በህይወታቸው መጨረሻ ድረስ በዛው ጋር እየከፈሉ በመድረ በዳ መኖር አልነበረም ወደ ተስፋይቱ ምድር መግባት ነበር።
So you see they desired to enter into the promised land.
ፍላጎታቸውም ቢያለ ወደ ተስፋይቱ ምድር ወደ ከነዓን መግባት ነበር።
But when it came to the time of the test,
ነገር ግን በመከራው በመተፈት
በሚሰጣት God said we're ready to go in now I'm sending some spies in.
ያደረገላቸው ጌታ ይሄ ነው ቀድሞ ቢደው የሚሰልሉ ሰላዮች እንዲልኩ.
Soon as the spies get back with a report now we should all get ready and go in.
ከዛ ሰላዮች ተመልሰው መጡና መሄድ እንችላለን መውረድ እንችላለን.
But they said no.
አይደለም ያሉም ነበሩ.
Now why didn't they enter in?
ለምንድነው አንገባ ማይባን ይርሻላል ያሉት.
He said but with whom he was grieved 40 years Was it not with them that had sinned whose carcasses fell in the wilderness and to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest but to them that believed not so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief
Okay, you read it from
I read 3 verses
17 18 19 እንዲነሚለው 40 አመትም የተቆጣባቸው እነማን ነበሩ? ከሬሳቸው በመድረ በዳ ይወደቀ ኃጢያትን ያደረጉት እነርሱ አይደሉምን? ካልታዘዙትም በቀር ወደ እረፍቱ እንዳይገቡ የማለባቸው እነማን ነበሩ? ባለማመናቸውንም ጠንቅ ሊገቡ እንዳልተቻላቸው እናያለን።
So you see just wanting to be there is not sufficient to get you there.
አውቃለሁ አንድ ቦታ ላይ መቆም በቂ አይደለም አንድ ቦታ ላይ ቆመን መጨረሻ ላይ ደረስን ማለት አይደለም ላይ እንዳነበብ ነው ማለት ነው ቅድም
You've got to hold fast
ከመጨረሻው አጥነተን ብንጠብቅ
You've got to hold fast your confidence all the way to the end
እስከ ፍጻሜ ድረስ የተቀበልነውን እምነታችን የመጀመሪያውን አጥነተን ማለት ማለት መጠበቅ
Through hard trials, tribulation, persecution, and all of that. All right, go back to Luke 13 again. Verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door,
ባለቤቱ ተነስቶ በሩን ከቆለፈ በኋላ እናንተ በውጭ ቆማችሁ ጌታ ሆይ ከፈተልን እያላችሁ በሩን ልታንኳኩት ጀምራላችሁ እርሱም መልሶ ከወዴት እንደሆናችሁ አላውቃችሁም ይላችኋል ጌታ ያድነን
Who's the master of the house?
ማን ነው የቤቱ ጌታ? ምሳሌ
What house are we talking about?
ስለየትኛው ቤት ነው የሚናገረው?
Amen. We're talking about the house of his kingdom.
Yes, it's the Roman says that. እግዚአብሔር ቃል እንደሚናገረው ቤቱ የሚለው የእግዚአብሔርን ቤት ነው እኛ ነው የመንግስቱ ምስጢር ነው ወደ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ጊዜው ከመሸ ከተዘጋ በኋላ ወደሱ ብናንኳኳ ሊከፈት አይችልም
Now I don't know for sure what this really means the master of the house risen up
የቤቱ ባለቤት ጌታው ይሄንን ነገር ተነስተው በሩን እንዴት እንደሚቆልፍ ያደረገበት ምክንያት ቶሎ ለኔ ላይ አይገባኝም
I know that he's not asleep
ነገር ግን አንድ ነገር ይገባኛል ይሄ የበሩ ጌታ ሁሉ ጊዜ አይተኛም አያንቀላፋም
And we would like him to be active and doing things that we think he ought to be doing
ለዚህ ጌታ እንደሚያደርገው ንቁ ሆኖ እኛም ሁሉ ጊዜ መቅተን እግዚአብሔር ነገር ማድረግ አለብን
But he isn't doing it Sometimes we think we should be having miracles and signs and raising the dead.
And
I know he's able to do all these things. And sometimes we say, Lord, where are you? You know? What about my circumstances? I'm crying to you, Lord. I need you. And where are you? I mean, I know you're able. Where is that verse in Solomon that we were talking about the other night, Sister Rita? Because I think Solomon understood something about that. Oh, here it is. It's chapter 2 and verse 7. I think it's several places in Solomon, but I'll just read you the one. Is it 2-7?
Yeah.
2-7, 3-5. Let me read the first one. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, till he please.
Chapter 2, verse 7.
Chapter 3, verse 5 says the same thing.
እንደዚሁም ደግሞ ምዕራፍ 3 ቁጥር 5 ላይ በፍጹም ልብ በእግዚአብሔር ታመን በራስህ ማስተዋል አትደገፍ።
And if I'm not wrong, it's in here some other place too as well.
እንደውም ሌላ ክፍል ላይ ደግሞ አለ ስለ ሌላ ሐሳብ።
Amen. Now, what he's saying here is that the master is going to be stirred up when he's going to be stirred up.
ያለ ያለው ምንድነው ጌታ ሁሉ ጊዜ ንቁ ሆኖ ተነስቶ በራሱ ጊዜና ሰዓት የሚያደርጋቸው ነገሮች እንደሚያደርግ።
Where we talking about Ruth and Boaz?
ስለ ሩትና ስለ ቦዔዝ በመናነሳበት ጊዜ
Now Ruth is the bride of Christ.
ሩት እንግዲህ እንደ ክርስቶስ ሙሽራ አርጋቸዋል።
Boaz is like Christ.
ቦዔዝም ደግሞ እንደ ክርስቶስ መስሎት እንደ ሙሽራው
And she laid at his feet.
እና በሱ እግር ስር ሆና በቦዔዝ እግር ስር ሆና ሩት ያደረገች።
And it was dark.
ጊዜው ምሽት ነበር።
But there was something that Ruth wanted of Boaz.
ነገር ግን ቦዔዝን ትፈልግ ነበር በምሽት ቢሆን።
She wanted him to be stirred up and claim her as his bride.
እንዲነሳና እንዲነቃና ምንም እንኳን ምሽት ቢሆን ሩትን ሙሽራው አድርጎ እንዲወስዳት ቦዔዝ ትፈልግ ነበር።
But Boaz wasn't quite ready until he was going to be stirred up.
ነገሮች ሁሉ በትክክለኛው ሰዓት እስከሚሆን ድረስ ቦዔዝ በጊዜው አልተነሳም።
But at midnight,
ጊዜው ግን በመሸ ጊዜ
something stirred Boaz.
እዛ ጊዜው ውድቅት በሆነ ሰዓት በመሸ ጊዜ ግን አንድ ነገር በልቡ ውስጥ ሆነ በቦዔዝ።
And he said, "Oh, who is this laying at my feet?"
ማን ነው በዚህ በግሬ ሰርታችን የተኛው?" አለ።
And she said, what? You're my nearest kinsman. Put your mantle over me. So he was going to claim her to be his bride. Amen. So I think that we are like these virgins that the bridegroom has delayed.
When
is he going to be stirred up?
And
I'll admit to you, and I'm sure Rita has heard me say it many, many times in the last couple of years. Oh Lord, when? We need you now. Isn't it time, Lord? How much longer? Have you heard me say that? Yes, she said she has. And maybe you've been thinking that too, huh? Yeah. So he said that there's a time of his being stirred up.
There's a verse in Jeremiah that deals with the thought of rising up. It's found in Jeremiah, the 26:21.
I should have gone to that. Yes, let's go to Isaiah 26:21. Let's read verse 20 along with 21. This is a word that came to us, what, 6 or 7 years ago? I think the Lord gave it to you, didn't he? And we wrote it out and we put it right on our refrigerator. And it speaks of the same thing that we're speaking of here in Luke, and the same thing that we were speaking of at your place in Matthew 26. Yeah. 25, I mean, yeah. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be over and past.
ደጀን በኋላ ዝጋ ወጣስካል ድረስ ጥቂት ጊዜ ተሸሸ በመድር በሚኖሩት ላይ በበደላቸው ምክንያት ቁጣውን ያመጣባቸው ዘንድ እነሆ እግዚአብሔር ከስፍራው ይወጣል ምድርም ደሟን ትገልጣለች ሙታኖችም ከእንግዲህ ወዲህ አትቀድሙ.
Now this chamber speaks of the same place that the bride and the bridegroom would go, and the door was shut. It would be the quiet, intimate, private place. And the next verse says, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. That goes along with last night's word too.
እግዚአብሔር ከስፍራው ይወጣል ምድርንም ደግሞ አንተገልጣለች ሙታኖችንም ከእንግዲህ ወዲህ አትቀድምም ይላል.
So what's going to happen when the Lord rises up and stirs up?
ጌታ በተነሳ ጊዜ ጌታ የመጨረሻውን ነገር ባደረገ ጊዜ ምንድን ነው የሚሆን?
Two things are going to happen.
ሁለት ነገር ይሆናል.
One is my people are going to come into the secret place.
Yeni
But the other thing is that there's going to be indignation of the Lord as well. Now back in Luke, he says, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, by the way, before we finish this verse, door. Should I say what is the door, or should I say who is the door? See, the door is not a thing. The door is him. John chapter 10. I am the door of the sheep. Amen. Anybody that tries to get in any other way is a thief. So if you want to get in to the sheepfold, you have to go through the door, which is, you have to go through Christ. How do you go through the man? That means you have to meet his requirements. I work for big organizations. People would say, let's do thus and thus. And somebody would say, but you have to go through the boss if you want to do that. So you have to go through Jesus. Right through him. What kind of person are you going to be like if you go through Christ? See, these are not natural words. These are spiritual words. Alright, so it says that when he rises up, he is shut to the door. That means he is shut. And you begin to stand outside, amen, and knock at the door. Who are you knocking at now? You're knocking at Christ. You're praying. You're calling on him. And you're saying to the door, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Now he's talking to people. He's saying, you are going to be outside when the door shuts. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a door. Okay. And when the door shuts, there's two sides of the door. If you're inside, you are shut in. If you're outside, you're shut out. If you want to get in, you can't get in. And for those that are in, it's best that they don't get out. They won't have a... In other words, you're going to be sealed in the place that you are. If you're in, you're not going to ever go out again. If you're out, you're not coming in. Now, I'm not saying that this applies to a certain time when salvation is cut off. Although I do believe that it has its time as well. But what I've been talking about is a place in Christ is going to be closed. There comes a time in when the midnight comes. There comes a time in great tribulation that is coming upon the earth very soon. If you want to enter into the place of the sons of God, into a place of protection, into a place of power and authority, into a place where you can walk in the manner that Christ walked when he was here on earth, there is a door that's going to be shut for that season of time. And there are people that we have been preaching to this kingdom message, have been hearing it, have understood what God has available for us. They've also understood the price that you're going to have to pay, the tribulation. But they waited too long to enter in. Because the door is going to be shut. And you will stand outside and say, "Open unto us." And he says, "I know you not." Now, it says here too that they give an argument. Then shall ye begin to say, verse 26, "We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets." In other words, we were at the meetings. We were there at the conference. Come now, we belong. And again he says, "I know you not." And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. How many of you have ever wept? How many of you have ever been gnashing your teeth? I don't think I have, but it's pretty painful when you're gnashing your teeth. There's another place in Matthew, and I forget just where it is, but they give the argument. They said, "We did many marvelous works. We did miracles. We cast out devils in your name." So there's a lot of church activity going on. And a lot of church people, religious people, are going to say, "Why can't we come in to this place?" Do I have time to give another example?
Leela misale lemin nager gize yinorannallo yinemiluy saata layo yinorannallo gize
Jesus said, maybe I need to wait for an answer. Are we okay? Yeah. Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, he didn't just mean the wickedness that was going on in the days of Noah. He didn't just mean the way the world was acting. But we need to pay attention to the whole picture of the ark and how it was that they went into the ark. Because you realize the whole picture of the ark was very much like the picture that Bert brought from Isaiah 26 verse 20. Where the Lord said, come my people, enter in your chambers. Until the tribulation is over. And this is what God is saying in our generation in this hour. That he has a place for us. Okay, now let's look over there for just a minute at just a couple verses. Genesis chapter 7. We're looking at the door now, remember? We're looking at the closing of a door. And now the ark is built. Peter says that God waited. God waited while the ark was building. The ark was a vessel of deliverance. A natural vessel. Do you believe that God is building a spiritual vessel of deliverance today? And maybe the Lord is waiting while his servants are building this vessel with the Word of God. We're building this vessel today. That's what we're doing here in Ethiopia. And that vessel is going to be made of people like you who have this word, who are going to be preaching this word like Noah. Telling the people that God is building a place of deliverance. We're not just talking about salvation by the blood. We're talking about going a lot deeper than that. Amen. So in the ark is built now in chapter 7. And the Lord said to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Does your Bible say come?
Yes.
It doesn't say go.
No, come.
It says come.
Yes.
If I Alright. So if God says come, where is God? That means that God is already in the place. And he's saying, come unto me, come where I am. And then he told them, he said, 7 days now and it's going to rain. Now the first time I read this, I thought, 7 days? So they just go in there and sit around for 7 days and, you know, 7 days. No, I don't think so. Because he said, it's time to move everything in. You've got to move all the animals in. Move all the food in. I mean, it's a big job now for 7 days. Finally, the seventh day, they're in. Go to sleep at night. Wake up the next day. The door is shut. The door is shut. Noah didn't shut the door. Do you understand? That means Noah couldn't open the door. Now it began to rain. And what do you think was happening to the people outside? What do you think? What would you be doing?
Panic.
You know what? I'd be at that door. Noah! Noah!
Noah, the
water's coming up out here. Noah, I'm sorry, I said you were a fool. Oh, Noah, I repent. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, I was wrong. Oh, please save me. But the water kept coming. The water kept rising. It was a cataclysmic event. You see, they wanted to be saved, but they didn't want to enter in because of unbelief. They didn't really believe what Noah was preaching. And that is really the problem with the message. Is people are not believing. And let's look at verse 16.
It wouldn't necessarily be a problem with the message. It would just be a problem with the people who hear the message.
There you go. Yes, the hearer. The hearers were not believers.
ችግሩ የተፈጠረው በመልእክቱ መልእክቱ ተስተቱ ነው ሳይሆን መልእክቱን የሰሙት ከሰሚዎቹ ጋራ ምን ስላላለ ስላልተዋሃደ ነው.
Now verse 16 says, and they that went in male and female of all flesh as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. So they were shut in and some were shut out. And over in chapter 8, in verse 15 now, by the way, do you know how long Noah was actually in the ark? 1 year and 10 days.
One year and ten days.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a long time
to be shut in with a lot of animals.
ስለዚህ እንግዳስተው የተዘጋባቸው ብዙ እንስሳዎች ናቸው
and it says and God spake unto Noah saying go forth of the ark thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee
you ready chapter
8
15
yeah and
16 ቁጥር 15 እና 16 እግዚአብሔርም ለኖህ እንዲህ ብሎ ነገረው አንተ ሚስትህና ልጆችህን የልጆችህን ሚስቶች ይዘህ ከመርከብ ውጣ ከአንተ ጋር ያሉትን አራዊት ሁሉ ትገያላቸውን ሁሉ ይያለ ነገር
Now again did God say go or come
እዚህ ክፍል ላይ ያለው እንደ ነው እግዚአብሔር ውጣ ነው ግባ ነው ያለው
He said go which means that God was in
አሁን ደግሞ እግዚአብሔር ውጣ እንኳን ሲለው
And now he sent them out
አብሮት ነው
Amen. So God is the first one in and the last one out. One more quick example. Exodus chapter 7 chapter
12.
And I think it's verse 22 and 23. I think we read this verse last night too.
ትላንትናም የናሳባ ካፍለና አንድ ቦታ ነው የሚሉት ለከነው 912 ቁጥር 22 እና 23 ምንድነው የሚለው 22 እና 23 ከይሶቅ ቀጠለም ጭብ ጥብጥ ውሰድ ውሰድ በእቃው ውስጥ ባለው ደም ልከሩት በእቃው ውስጥ ካለው ደሙ ደም ሁለቱን መቃኖች ጉበኑን እርጩ ከእናንተም አንድ ሰው ከቤቱ ደጅ እስኪነጋ ድረስ አይውጣ እግዚአብሔር ግብጻውያንን ይመታ ዘንድ ያልፋልና ደሙንም በጉበኑና በሁለቱ መቃኖች ላይ ባየ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር በደጅ ላይ ያልፋል
Okay, so none of you shall go out of the house until morning. What does that say? That says that you're shut in your house. If you try to go out, if you have the ability to go out, you're going to die.
ለሞታት የምትመክሩ ከሆነ ሞታት መብታችሁ ነው ግን ከወጣችሁ ምን አለ ሞት
Then he says and the Lord will pass over the door
እግዚአብሔር በበራቸው እንደሚያስተዳድራቸው
And will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you
እናንተን ግን አጥፊው መጥቶ ገብቶ ሊያጠፋችሁ አይችልም ማለት
The destroyer
አጥፊው
The devil
ሰይጣን
Amen. He won't be able to touch you if you stay in your house. And I think we need an understanding again of what it means to enter into the house and to stay in the house. And of course, you need also to be in the right house. Because if you're in the wrong house, the wrong house is going to be destroyed. So, God bless you.